There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Now, let's speak to one of Abu Dhabi's top business leaders about what's happening with the coronavirus. Joined on the line from the nation's capital by the chief executive and co-founder of the multi-billion dirham investment firm Gulf Capital, Dr. Karim Al Sol. Morning, Karim.
Good morning, Richard.
It's great talking to you. We'll get on to some of your portfolio companies and how they're performing at the moment in a second. But first of all, I love this positive message that you've been sending out about what's happening in the crisis. You say every crisis has a winner. Be one of those. How can we do that?
Well, things have changed. There's a new normal, and consumer behavior has changed forever, essentially. I think we're fast forward 5 years into the future. It's as if 2025 is here. There are a lot of opportunities. You just have to open your eyes and seize those opportunities. For example, e-commerce is here for good, finally. So a lot of businesses need to go online and reach consumers. If consumers are not coming to them, you can go to them, to their houses, essentially. So a number of our portfolio companies have launched B2C channels. For example, we have a food delivery company called Chef. Middle East, we used to go to all the restaurants and hotels, but the customers are not coming to our restaurants, so we go to their homes, essentially. So we launched a website, chefmiddleeastathome.com, to go to the consumer directly, essentially. So that's a way to innovate. You have to see where the growth will come from. Another example, we have another company called Visita. It's a leading online doctor booking platform where we connect doctors with the patients. Well, the patients are not coming to the clinic, so we launched telemedicine just recently, and we have had over 10,000 calls, and this is a new business model we stumbled into, and telemedicine could, at the end of the day, be worth more than the original business. So I guess what I'm saying is there's a new reality, shift in consumption patterns, and business is changing, but it doesn't mean you're left behind. If you open your eyes on where the future is going and you're one of the first to innovate and launch this new business model, you may emerge on top.
What about some of the investments you've got in more traditional sectors? For example, there's a glass company that's part of your portfolio. There's Nexus Group or Kuiper Group, which is an oil and gas related company. What can these organizations do? It's more difficult to pivot, to use that word, if you've got millions or billions of dollars worth of oil rigs or glass making equipment that's already been built.
Well, obviously, these are very difficult times, essentially. So we look to support every business we invest in, and then we have five metrics we focus on. First of all, we want to protect our people, our human capital. So that's number one priority in this health crisis. We focus on our business continuity and our ability to operate. Supply chain is very important. Our ability to secure raw materials and continue operating is important. The last two measures is cash flows. We're aggressively collecting receivables, managing payables, preserving cash. But last but not least is cost control. When you have a drop in revenues, you have to reduce your burn rate and manage your cost. And we tell all of our portfolio companies, I mean, this is going to be a long winter, and the market won't reopen till the fourth quarter, Q4 or Q1 next year. We have to have the staying power and resilience till the markets open up again. So it's about the staying power of your portfolio companies, managing the crisis, navigating while preserving cash and waiting for the window to reopen again.
What about the support that you and your companies are getting from government? One of our headline stories today is that Abu Dhabi Global Market, the big financial center in the capital, is offering deferrals on rent payments. I think, Karim, you're based in ADGM, aren't you, at Gulf Capital? Am I right in thinking that?
We have offices, headquarters in Abu Dhabi, and we have a subsidiary in ADGM and subsidiary in the IFC.
What kind of support are you seeing from the government for either you as an investment stroke finance company and for your portfolio companies?
Actually, the best support we've been receiving are good lenders. The banks have been very supportive and amenable to restructuring debt terms and deferring interest payments, essentially. Obviously, the UAE Central Bank injected $250 billion in the economy to stimulate $50 billion, which to the banks to lend at zero cost. So the banks are open for business. They're being very good partners and providing good financing. So I thought that was the best support we could receive, which is liquidity in these difficult times.
Let's talk about bricks and mortar retail. One of your investments is an organisation called Gulf Related. It's a joint venture with a big New York real estate investment company. And the big real estate or the big retail developments on Almeria Island, including the Galleria and others, are part of this. I know Brandy Scott, for example, once stood on top of what was going to be Macy's department store, wasn't it, Brandy?
I did. In a mall that was going to be Almeria Central and is now the Galleria Extension.
So Karim, talk us about what's happening with that development and how you're going to use that word again, pivot bricks and mortar retail.
Well, we opened successfully on September 4th of this year, 2020, and 2019. And we are leasing very nicely. We're about 85% leased, and we had good momentum. Obviously, we had to shut down the mall during the corona crisis, and that impacted the sales. And I think tenants, we give tenants a break on rent. But we reopened recently, and it's picking up nicely, slowly, but nicely, essentially. And we have, like, our supermarkets are doing well, our pharmacies, our bookstores. We opened the largest Kinokuniya bookstore in Abu Dhabi. So business is coming back to normal, obviously slower than we would want it to. But I think next quarter it should be back to quasi-normal. I don't think we'll come back to the old normal, but there's a new normal. And a lot of our retailers are innovating as well. So they're using our stores and our warehouses at the Galleria Mall to fulfill orders across Abu Dhabi. So we're becoming like a not only a mall, but a supply chain warehouse to fulfill distribution. And this is a new world. It's a click and mortar, essentially, part the online ordering and part the physical shopping. You have to remember,
Dr. Karim, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you very much indeed. The one thing I would say is that you do have at least one loyal customer in Brandy Scott. If you open a bookstore anywhere in the world, she will find it. She will make her way there. So I'm sure over Eid she'll be down in the capital. But for now, Dr. Karim Al Sol, the CEO and co-founder of Gulf Capital, appreciate your time.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.